阅读、科技、旅行，
生活可以很大，对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 你好，欢迎收听独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 我是大狗熊。赚钱、增加财富，这可能是全球所有的人在不同的人生阶段都会关心的一个重要的话题。那么，关于这个话题呢，有无数的书籍、影视作品等等都出现。我在去年的时候呢，阅读了一本一位硅谷的明星投资人写的关于他个人的一些思维方式理念的书。但在这本书里面呢，其实最受欢迎的一些篇幅就是其中关于财富增长的一个话题。那么今天要介绍的这本书叫做The Almanac of Neville Ravikant， 我不知道它的中文怎么翻译啊，应该是这个Naval 的个人语录啊，可以这样去翻译。英语语境里面 Naval 这个人啊，其实是在 Twitter 界家喻户晓的，就是在 Twitter 上的一个超级超级网红明星账号。那么他个人呢是硅谷的一个投资人，那么本身也是 Twitter 的投资人之一，然后呢 PayPal 的投资人之一，然后呢成立了自己的风险基金，印度裔啊。那么小时候呢随父母来到这个美国加州生活，然后后面呢白手起家创立了公司，然后现在拥有几亿不等的这个美元的这种资产。那么他在 Twitter 上的账号呢有，我看一下啊，有160万的这个关注。那么感觉好像跟中文的这个其他账号相比不太多，但是他的这个语录啊被太多的人转发引用，就他的 Twitter 呢也是难得的这种每一条都是非常高质量的这个文章和内容。然后其中他写的一条叫做 How to get rich without lucky，without getting lucky， 就是如何不靠偶然而致富。那么这条 Twitter 的这个就是一个系列的这个推送呢，也是转发几百万甚至有人把它印刷成这个标签，印刷成这个书籍招贴画贴在自己的墙上。那么这就是 Neville 这个人。1974年出生，那么现在48岁，亿万富翁。那么他写的这本书《The Almanac of Neville Ravikant》就是他的个人语录集心得。那么在这本书里面呢，其实有几个部分啊，有这个关于致富的 How to Get Rich， 还有关于阅读的那么关于这个个人的这个智慧或者是这个思维方式的，还有一些这个可以进行的这个致富的一些选项。那么我就不在这期节目里面完整的说了，但在这里呢简单说一下这个关于赚钱的如何致富的。那么他这里说到，就是首先你不太可能就是通过工作去致富，那么真正能够赚钱的呢就是都是靠sell 或者是 build，那么你可以创建一个产品或者是去销售一个产品，那么通过这两项你可以去致富。那么如果你不知道两项，不管是哪项你都不知道如何去做的话，那么先学习。然后呢是这个，如果你没有拥有一个生意的话，那么你就不太有可能通向财务自由。 If you don't own a piece of business, you don't have the path towardsfinancial freedom， OK。 然后呢还有就是如果是销售产品的话，你要创造那种没有边际支出的这种产品， 那么就是当你复制这种产品的时候，它没有这个额外的这个开支。那么比如说像书籍、媒体、电影、代码，这些都属于这种产品。就当你去复制它的时候，它没有任何的成本。OK， 其次呢，就是要做长期的这个计划 ，play long term games with long term people， 啊，等等等等。那么这是他的一些基本的一个策略。然后呢，有提到说这个 code， 这个代码还有媒体，就是你创作的这种内容媒体啊，那么这种是这个无需许可的这种杠杆，那么他们是那些心腹，就是新生的百万富翁、亿万富翁的背后的这种杠杆，就是代码和内容媒体。那么你可以创作你可以创建这个软件或者是内容媒体来为你去工作，哪怕在你睡觉的时候。OK， 这就是基本的这个策略。然后具体可以怎么做呢？他有提到一些方式，比如说是这个，首先搞好这个基础，然后呢，其次呢是这个作为 knowledge worker， 作为知识工作者的话呢，要像这个运动员一样去训练自己的头脑，训练自己的身体。还有呢，就是其他的一些真正的这个个人的这种个人的这种资历，或者说你的这个口碑呢，其实就是你所遭受痛苦的一个总和。哎呀，这样用中文这样去说，我感觉好像说起来太抽象。建议大家去接着收听我的这个英文的这个内容，或者呢去收看我的 YouTube 视频。其他呢，关于这个 wisdom， 关于智慧，关于阅读呢，也有很多精彩的内容。但他在最后说一点吧，就是他在这个关于阅读里面推荐了很多本书，后面我也会自己去阅读，然后和大家分享。那么比如说这个马克思阿里卢斯的这个沉思录，那么 Meditations by Marcus Aurelius， 那么这本书呢是西方，就是希腊的这个思想的一个精髓。那么除了我很多关注的西方的这种媒体的人他会去推荐的话，包括朱镕基啊，我们的这个总理，前总理也推荐过啊。然后呢，这个 Tower of Seneca 啊，这个塞内卡的这个塞内卡之道，那么这本书我也会去阅读，也是非常非常多的人去推荐的。然后包括这个纳勒布塔勒布纳西姆的这个Skin in the Game 这本书是关于金融方面的一些东西的。那么可能在以后吧，我会去阅读啊。还有印度的那本智者，就是克里希纳穆提写的 The Book of Life， 生命之书。这些书呢，以后我会去和大家介绍。最后再补充一下，这个 Naval 这个人他在坚持冥想，每天至少一小时的冥想，他说对自己的生活的改善是非常的明显的。我还没有去尝试，可能以后也会去试一下。 OK， 这就是这一期好书推荐，关于好莱坞明星投资人 Naval Ravikant 他写的这本 The Almanac of Naval Ravikant， 希望你喜欢。你在收听的是狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 我是大狗熊，我们下本书里再见，拜拜。Hi there, welcome to Bear Talk channel. I'm Bear, a product designer who lives and works in Auckland, New Zealand, and also loves reading. I think one of the frequently asked questions in human history is how to become rich. And who can answer this question in a better way can always get some attention. And today, I'm going to share a book who answered this question in a really good way. The book is Almanac of Naval Ravikant. Let's jump into it. So this book is about the collection of Naval's tweets, podcasts, and interviews.
But before we jump into the details, probably we're going to ask, who is Naval? And this guy is Naval. And according to Wikipedia, Naval Ravikant is an entrepreneur and investor who's active since 1999. I don't know what that means, but yeah, he was born in 1974 and then moved to US from India with his parents, and he became the star or the famous investor in Silicon Valley, and he invested many great products such as AngelList, even Twitter or other platforms, including 10 unicorn companies. Amazing. And also he wrote great tweets on Twitter. His Twitter is amazing. If you're using Twitter, you can always find someone is retweet his Twitter, and he's really good at using the precise language, the short language, to describe something. So he's really good at writing like wisdom on Twitter. So highly recommend to subscribe or to follow him, and especially the thread of how to be rich. That's the goal. Also, he run a short form podcast at Naval and Spritz Head. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't heard the second one, but the first one is really good. And this book, actually the book, The Almanac of Naval Ravikant, is by another author with the permission of Naval to put some of his tweets and podcasts and interviews together. So when you read the book, you can learn all the juice from his content. So really highly recommend if you're interested about his Twitter. Yeah, just follow and just read this book. And here are some connection that I did about his Twitter and introduction. But in general, there are three topics that he mentioned in this book: wealth, how to become rich; health, how to become a healthier person; how to become a happier person; and some wisdom about life and work. So these are three major things. But I think one of the most interesting things that people are interested in is about how to become rich. So, there are many tips included in this book, and I'm not going to go through all of them. But yeah, there are something that we can learn, some high-level principles that we can learn to help us build our own strategy of become a rich person. So the first one, like something in general, figure out what you're good at. This is really general, but yeah, it's not always good to know that what you're good at, and then become the best in the world at what you do. For example, if you're making coffee, become the best coffee maker in your region and even in your country, then you can definitely make some money from it. Play long terms. Okay, this one is really good. Sell or build. This is how to become rich. If you just apply a day job and get some fixed salary, you cannot get rich for sure. It's all about to build something or to sell something. If you don't know how to do this both, learn how to do that. And also think about to build products with no marginal cost or of replication, including books, media, movies, and code. So, like programmer is one of the best jobs if you want to build your own business, because you can actually build something and people can use it. But if you don't know how to do that, how to code, you can write books or blogs or record videos or podcasts. This is what I'm doing right now. Okay. And also, like, code and media are permissionless leverage. Those are the leverage behind the newly rich. Okay, this is something we can learn. I think, yeah, there are many tips including, but these major tips can help you to become a rich person or just to figure out how to build your own strategy of get some wealth. And there are some opinions from the book about how to become rich. For example, knowledge worker. Okay, let's get to the one really interesting. This one is really interesting. Like, try to build the business relationships well in advance of doing business is a waste of time. I think it makes sense if you just go to all the conferences and meet all the great person, all the great people, but you haven't built any business and you haven't started to do anything, you just know those people, doesn't make sense. No, doesn't really create some value for you or for other people. Foundations are super important. Yep, we know that. And go all in if you find the right thing to do and really, like, go deep on that part. I don't know. Yeah, okay, that's the part about how to become rich. And let's get to the wisdom part. So the wisdom part is about how to become a person with wisdom. I think this is something I'm doing. I try to do. I'm looking for some answers on that. And he gives some suggestions. For example, like, learn game theory, microeconomics, psychology, persuasion, mathematics, and computers. These are the fundamentals of know things in a fundamental way. It's not about having correct judgment. It's about avoiding incorrect judgment. So you just know what are the things you don't want to do or you need to avoid. Then avoid those things. And then if you avoid all the pits, you will never fail. Right. This is good. Some recommendations. The best mental models that I found, Naval found, is game theory, Charlie Munger, and Nassim Taleb, and also Benjamin Franklin. Okay, those are the great people you can follow. And also, Naval shared some of his experience on meditation. He kept meditating for 1 hour every day, which is really amazing. I want to try that for sure in some time of my life. And this is all the things about reading. So he has some recommendations about the books that you can read, like Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, The Tao of Seneca, Striding Thoughts, Rational Optimist, Skin in the Game, and The Book of Life. So those are the books that I might read in the future and I might share with you guys also. Right, there are some other notes that I made from this book, but in general, I suggest you just follow Naval's Twitter and you might read more things from his Twitter. And yeah, that's what I've learned from this book. Cool. Thanks for watching this video. Hope you find this is useful or helpful. And if you can leave a comment, please do. Or subscribe my channel if you haven't. I will see you in the next video. Thanks for watching. Bye.